So yes, sorry, you know, I'm going to pray. You're right, you're young upon. As Daniel did, my own nine of pace, so several turns are praying. So also one free will be our own to me, my. You know, I be dear shower, Jesus Christ, more journey. You drank to one, if you're from, so you seem to chair. And quite bold, I was CC, I'm my head there. Winning me, pine and no bear, sorry, baby will be a better. Asim bi ebeka urade wu hu sie yansa na neyiba yesro yenye oni mu adom no afeya made wu hu sie ye no ene mre mu ma ye nkra yesro with Jesus Christ with him. Amen. We are continuing with what we started last week, so we'll go back to Genesis 2. We'll read from verse 21 to 23. Genesis 2, 21 to 23. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." Amen.
Genesis, I know. Writing Uncle Paul, man, a hot hole, and so. Or die, we name Adia Mubaco. Or the name, it's your name. Writing Uncle Paul, and Padia, we free only panmono, a yoba. Or then a bro, only pano. Only pano car say. A fee, no pay mu dumpy, and a me hunamu and nam ne. We know be friend or bar. We saw bear memo and we in a free. Amen.
Radin shiny and Sam's memory at Nancy. Amen. Is there anybody who is a visitor in our midst this morning?
Ubu and Tama or your whole.
Great, so I'm not seeing any hand up. So we are continuing with what we started just a week ago. The reason why God sent us this message. I know as many of us that were here, and those who heard it probably through the media, you'll catch a revelation why there was a need for him to send us.
Yes, I do. By any old one, so I'm with you. I'm feeding you. Ebenya edie afa de ntia yankofon osuma odifo yi ana osuma na semi edebreyin.
But today's sermon, I've just tapped this from God's prophet, what brought death and chaos to the human, the whole human race.
Ti ene die yi no esa ahwe ne fa bi ene se edien enokofo a owuo ene oye ne edebre nipa.
What brought death and chaos to the whole human race?
Tiehwe nipa dasani adie be mpa ani owuo ani oyo no ahase ye die na ma no kofa ba ye die ba be sue adasakonwi.
When God was bringing his children out of Egypt,
Abraham yakopon eyi ni ma free Misri mu no.
When he got to the wilderness, when he gave them the Ten Commandments, the 12 commandments from Moses.
Abra, say so. Moses called. We pon so koje. Ransom do no ebay.
He commanded them how they should teach their children.
She omo kwan omo fa so nkyere kyere omo ma.
Where to even place it everywhere so that the children could read it.
Empono omo fa nko sem ba bia. Da bia ra da omo ma ni ba boso na omo timi akenkan.
If there's anything the whole human race should really be talking about every now and then, should be what we are going to hear.
And to say, baby, oh, ha, what's it? Brebia, no, in canipa, ye do whom come, ye can't want some, ye dear, ye beckon kind.
Every funeral ground where we find ourselves, this is what we should remember.
Ye be a sea, a bako piano, when ye dear was ye kaye.
What brought all this calamity to the whole human race?
And they say, a dear and cramp on a coffers art or even chimney or how in your abbess here, Nippy.
God's prophet sent to us in this age is speaking to us.
Uncle Pondi Fua, or in a maya, or every so you know, and I can say,
how many of us would have been happy if today we came to church and in person, Brother Branham was standing here. God had allowed him to come in flesh, and he was standing here, and he was the one preaching. How many would be happy? Oh, okay. There are some whose hands are down. They wouldn't be happy. I will also be happy.
Amen. Yes,
I can imagine how alert those whose hands went up will be.
Amen.
And the inspiration, the whole room will be different.
Yes, sir.
Because who is preaching? But you know, even the prophet has told us, God preaches his own word.
Amen.
It's just our language to say that it's the prophet who is preaching. But it's God preaching his word through the prophet.
Amen. The question is, Yankopon Samuel, Yankopona, and Canadia. On one, I didn't ask Samuba. The Mumu, Yanka Samuel, and Chirassa said, oh, Yankopon, and Nam, Sumesiso, and I can ask him. Now, say, bizarre, a better upon us on the say. Can I see him, Wahino? Do do a send and can he beg your pass, say? Unam film yangu pona ya dum ama wa sumani di fu William Branham amene day onu na kwadi asemi ibre yangu unam film wa hadodo sena kieni beje si etia free di fu enum enensa bebre kusro na kwa asemi se eya no ehujumedi ni kase nyo di fu onu na kana ebeka onu ni trimu asembi emu yangu pona asemu a okano enu ano di afadi fu na numwa inka ebeka hadi achreye.
So if we have been happy to have him here in person,
he's
the same one now talking to us.
Amen.
If you don't catch that revelation, our coming and going with it won't benefit you.
Amen.
Oh, it's Bram Martin. You didn't come here to listen to me.
Yes, sir.
You have come home. So as we hear it, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, is this his voice?
Amen.
So he is as if he were the one that is here. But we are hearing it directly from his lips.
Amen. Ain't no sending and call half for number for man can imagine no a quankurana sasan it's here. And he said, hey, asem kreya neighbor. If he said, oh, churakunkurana, my man who said, a bra or both for a thousand sonno, ever same moon, ain't your both for a thousand sonno, a semi and a pea if you go upon the number so the bray, and see, and yes, Eddie, and he said, no crap, and yet only pa. Fufurobi na yebi bi na abeka se oh why na dia same by as yo onua Martin da bi o enye onua Martin sem obofo otosunsun no ejumedie na na ekoso wo.
How many love to hear this voice of the seventh angel? That's the reason we are here.
No one will tell you ayi nyina yetwa hia wa ha.
Now the prophet speaking.
Afiodi fo kasa.
Today.
Enai.
When we hear the message of God come forth.
Ye tise nyankopon asem no aba abeto fo mu ha.
When we hear the message of who?
God.
So this is the message of
God,
not the message of Brother Branham.
Amen.
This is God's message through his mouthpiece, and he speaks through his prophets. Well, some have their own interpretation of who the prophet was. Oh, that crank, whatever, you can call him anyway. And there are many skin things going on. People who are behind the pulpit, all for the sake of making money.
Tinema bebre suba uro bebrebe ni agwe tinemu po bebrebe na edede bebre wa ha omugina ponkese echi ya omuputa nyina ne se omubenya sika.
Yeah, they are not even concerned about the soul salvation of their own congregation.
Tisa omo asafo no kran kwaje dia nya no kran po no mani wo ho.
And they speak as if what they are telling us is the voice of God, but we have heard from God directly.
Amen. Omo jina ha na omo kasa sa na omo ka ma na ye se de omo ka nyina enyankopon ne nanso aye de ye yate nyankopon ne kan no.
So we said today we've titled it, what was the reason why the whole humanity was plunged into death and all this chaos.
Tina eneno ye assembly train fa ye atoso ne se ene ebre ye wo mu die ne de nipa eba be wie owo ene oye ne atoyere nchem kese ye wo mu imu no.
Now, at least the breaking news, Ghana here, has to do with these children that were involved in accident. And then this helicopter crash almost everywhere. You tune your radio, you hear about that. We want to hear
why all these calamities?
Yeah, 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 you know, the Albert in radio sunny baby, you almost can say, oh, and could I do see him? Yeah, I see, and then paying for him so almost on them, a real more almost a dear cottage toy, and so I see, and one year come once I'm the dear PC when he said, we are see crash, I said, and can't say, I didn't, dear baby, we have some papers. We,
I know each one of us has his own trouble and problem. Is there anybody here who is not going through any trouble, problem in your life, till when God came here in person and invited people who have troubles, you have remained in your seat. Anybody like that? Oh, so it means each one of us has one trouble and the other. We want to find out why all these troubles.
Amen. To say, you know, be answered the honor of this excellence, Obia, or how be an arm and ye be a. Then ye besie who said, Tien, the Ama, Asa, Howie, Abesway, Sui.
Each age,
Brebia Mono,
has had its message and its messenger.
Brebia, I bet that you know, a war, Omoa, Semoa, Sabrena, a Bamomo, and a small flower, this assam, a bass, Sabrena.
How many will say, Amen to it?
Amen.
Yes. Each age. Are you also living in a church age?
Yes.
Yes. Then it means God who doesn't change, we must also have our what?
Message.
Which is?
Messenger.
Do we have it?
Amen.
Is God faithful?
Amen.
Oh, glory be to our God.
Amen.
So this is what makes it different from the denominations. That we know that God has his message for every age. It's not just about opening anywhere in this book and then you are talking. Yes, we are talking about God. But that's why Paul said this is another Jesus that you people, Galatians, probably you have received. Don't receive any other message apart from the one God sent us.
Amen.
There are so many things here. Christ means the anointed word. You can preach from here, it's Christ, but it's not the anointed one. Because it doesn't refer to our age.
Amen.
God in every dispensation.
Yankopon, I want to asobi emuno.
He sent for someone anointed with his Holy Spirit. What for? It's not so much a display of miracles. That's not the reason. The prophet said God doesn't do those things just to show yes, he's someone. No, it's not about that.
If one watch them and we say, on suma, Yankopon made this argument and I chess and Ukraine to me and I would done it. That'd be in any sense.
You know, the main important thing is the voice behind the sign.
The moment you hear Pie say, Sans and Chrenin in our dead, and I want to know what's one and name and territory.
So the person anointed with God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is to bring forth God's message.
Amen.
For that age.
Amen. In Tibrebia Muno.
And now, where we pick it from? Genesis 2:16-17, we know about the first man on earth.
Genesis,
when God gave man his word,
they
could eat of every fruit in the garden.
And he said,
except one. And he went on to tell them the penalty. That day they will eat of it, they will surely die. Is it in the Bible? God bless you.
Amen.
So we hear and we know that even from the beginning in Eden, that time, who was the preacher? God himself. Why so? Because there was no other person. And so he himself had to come down and give them his word.
Amen. Erin through Moro, why not know your Sempakanin, Yanko Pono and Casa? You say no, Nipa Bianua or the Yanko Pona Semino, Ebre.
So in Eden, Jehovah God Himself was a messenger.
Ain't he? Erin through Hodia, you want Yanko Pono and Casa and a day assembled by one as man.
And their message was the shortest of all the ages on earth.
Now, almost 7 days, and I sent Tiakra, I have what you had to do. I want to ask one, a baby ass of what? Almost the end, and I sent Tiawa.
You can eat of every fruit.
And he said, throw my hand in your bed, ultimate biaba.
Except the one in the middle of the garden.
And
if you touch it, you will surely die.
The
prophet said, that was their message.
The four say, when a seman go upon the bread, almost a bread.
And now,
and then so I say,
when man stepped across the message of the hour. That's what brought death and chaos to the whole human race. What brought death and chaos to the whole human race? Now, when we touch it from, because God said they shouldn't touch and they touch, then it loses that taste of what it takes when God speaks in an age. But a prophet is taking it from another angle. So when man stepped across what? The message of the hour. That's what brought all this trouble.
Amen. This is a beautiful thing. Abraham, you go to say, oh, mamuni. Bi, and I want so, yes, what did you do here? And then I did what? I know the air. I can't so, kakra. And my young who sent me a seminary mood draw as if I. Name on the info, no, I'm a young monty, as you say. And
the message of the hour. When man stepped across the message of their day, that's what brought death in everything. So that's how much the message of an age should mean to the people of that age. We should remember how valuable God's message means to him. And then we should also observe this. That it wasn't just a complete black denial of everything God said. Satan never told them everything God said. Forget about it.
Yes, sir.
That wasn't it. Which means we have to be very careful how Satan deceives. It's not about those who are purely unbelievers.
Amen.
That's not where you should watch.
No.
It was just a little bit whitewashing God's word for the day. I'm still quoting the prophet. It's not from me. Just adding a little bit to it or taking a little bit away from the message. That's what brought calamity. So that's where we should watch out. Probably didn't hear what the prophet was saying. How many have heard it?
Amen.
I don't think you've caught it. You have responded. Anyway, it comes by revelation. So you should be very careful with the message.
The
prayer says that's the reason I believe the word is the truth.
If we say, when it is in tia, media me chidi se asemono ayanokure.
So if our creeds,
what
denominations have, if anything they have, it doesn't come completely with the word, it's wrong. We've heard it from his lip. He told us anything that will rise up today, the name of Christianity, whatever anyone has to say, if it's contrary to the revealed word of this hour, it is what? Hey, so people, you come to church, then. What did he say? He said it is what? L-I-E. It is what? L-I-E means what?
L-I-E.
I'm quoting a prophet.
If when I say
we picked it recently. I thought we remember these things. Oh, man. Anything.
Maybe B-R-I.
If it's contrary to the revealed word of this hour.
Say, I did and say, and may I say, your brain so a doimu as someone what done a dino.
It is a lie.
And then the boy broke and be as well.
God will have nothing to do with it.
And
that's why he invited us to come out from the denominations.
And only the entire our tones are friends say, free or move, you know.
That my people come out from amongst them and be ye separate. So if it doesn't come completely with the revealed word of the hour, it is wrong.
What
brought death and chaos to the whole human race? So when you have malaria, you have whatever, and you have to go to the hospital, buy anything, just remind yourself, what's the source of all this trouble that I'm going through? And the reason is because man crossed the message of their day a little bit. Then you ask yourself, do you also have God's message for your day? Then you know how to be careful the way we relate to this message.
Amen. Ti brebia ohobado dowo ebunu yari o ha obi beba wo so ni nyina no se ebunu na na yari ebia na wo kwa kwoto adru na wo kwoto tura man kai wo se ah ye me na mu nyina kra de na de ba ye mu se ene se abrani pa yankopon asem o de bre nipa wo ne bre so no twifa so kwan bi so no na wan fa ni dia ma no ene na de sa ha wo nyina abre adasan.
And if God,
I say, Yankopon,
he will not permit. Sometimes man will think your decisions, God will respect your decisions. Then he could have accepted that of Adam when he said, it's the woman you gave me.
And then Uncle Adam and Samuel can you in one say, bow the man mean the man to be away and how he buy, you know. And then can you go pons about Jatum?
But God who doesn't change.
And so Yanko Ponga on Sesano.
If you will not permit it.
So I'm a hook kind ya.
And his word was so important to him.
Nana Samuso, he ano pad ya.
To just misquote one word of it.
It's
what has caused all the death that we have on earth. All your loved ones that you have lost. And if Jesus will tarry longer, each one of us will also die. And it's all because man crossed God's word. Every suffering, every crying baby, every funeral procession, every grave. Now we are even interested in just glamour. When you die, how they will have your tombstone, very nice one. Now it's become almost, we've forgotten why all these things.
Say you
brother was telling me, not in the message, but he was just telling me, those days, if you compare with now, when somebody dies, you have nice picture, just gone so soon, so whatever. We go to funerals, it's almost a whole bucket. We go and eat, and if you don't get food, you even get angry. When you're even coming, you regret why you went for the funeral. I'm not saying when somebody comes, don't give them, but then you see the emphasis has all swept. We are not asking ourselves, why all these things?
Now, suppose now, do you be, and yeah, as a full moon. Then we want to make us a sinner canon anchor a year bass in the city and say, Grandpa, and you're a hubio. Are you your grand out of hubio?
No.
After a quack, yeah, and near my near Cossone, a Diania Bayer, Senia Bayama, a homicabemo, they say a Timia Advertina, and put the Wuponocrani Pampo, Nipana Wonopocasa. It's just a new baby, I'm here free. The NCA, you're a grandpa, and the buyer, and this is how you pull. Abrey.
Every ambulance that ever will scream,
ambulance be out,
if you come for interview at a medical school, one of the common questions we ask them, the ambulance number. If you don't know, you're in trouble. Do you know the ambulance number?
The ambulance, you say, it's a doctor for a mobile. Yes, I say, ambulance, no, my Ben, I'm a Wonsaka.
Oh, the president has done well for a nation. Well, we clap for that. Why? Every constituency has an ambulance. Why was there the need? We have forgotten.
Yeah, but boy, man, penny about so I day. Oh, constituency be an obia one ambulance. An ambulance in the here and a DNC and who are here, sir. What's the ambulance? DNA the cop at the buyer.
Every blood that was ever shed.
Moja here go be a cosuano.
Those of us now growing gray hair, why this gray hair, old age and all this? Why?
You don't do affair, you know, by a trim when I fear, you know, Pomodi, Embre, you know,
every starvation, every trouble that human being has had.
Komo and Abedin Nipa and Hawa Nipa Famunina.
It's only because God's word was miscalculated. And if that is what caused all these troubles and many you can add to,
I say, I know, and Eddie Hawney Mania, no Munina, but yeah.
The prophet has a question for us.
Then, yeah, would you for what say, Miss Abidi Maya?
Will God excuse it at the end time if we also miscalculate his word for us and we add to and we take from? Will he overlook it? That's a question.
The difference between you says, how are you about swinging? No, you go for by any say, Nipa, Yanko Puma Samson or the minor, Nipa fancy any senior and Yanko Pond the Mamuna. And that's the answer to San Amon Croya, Yan fancy super bayonet, you keep us what? You're Susan Yanko Pong, Oberbun, and Yoguswana.
Oh, he's asking you. I said the prophet were here. You see your reaction. You told me if you were to be here in person, it would be different. I'm not the one. He's the same one. If you were here, will he speak to you? What language will he speak? Do you know he wanted to come to Ghana?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he wanted to come to Ghana.
If you were not a person called over Ghana, my mother.
If he could come,
thank God, Baha.
What language would he have spoken?
This
language. We'll look for somebody to interpret. That's what we are doing.
And one here.
So we are not the one talking. He's asking you a question. Will God overlook and take our excuses today? If you also do the same thing that happened in Eden, will he?
No, sir. Think as a miss and say, at the cry, of course, waiting through my man. I say, a day of how near my name, you know, baby. You can understand, Uncle Pon went to me and put a near Buna Semisui. Say, and I young son, at the corner, of course, waiting through my ABS, you say, Uncle Pon, put a near Guswana.
There is a place, he said, it will be foolish on God's part. If man just miscalculated one word, and he kicked them from Eden. And we are kicking, you even take it the same one way. And now God says, as for you, come in. Say to be foolish on God's part to do that.
Amen.
That's serious. For a prophet to use that expression is to let us know how valuable God's word means to him.
Amen.
Now
Particularly
with us, well, I can only talk about the Akan tribe. You see, we are fan of almost anything, enyashi. So if you are not careful, you will bring that same spirit when you are following God, and so many things say, "Where I said enyashi, enyashi, where I said enyashi, enyashi." Nyakupomu di everything means what? Enyashi. God bless you, brother. Everything means what? Enyashi.
Yes, sir.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Adam will tell you.
Amen.
What kind of symbol? Enyashi. Enyanim nyakupomu ya mabo.
Amen.
Enyasrisem.
It's no joke.
Yeah, check here, huh?
We should check ourselves.
He means everything.
One.
That's the trouble humanity is going through.
And
he continues to say, so you see how Christianity is very important. If it has caused all these troubles for 6,000 years, the troubles that humanity is going through, because one word of God was misused. God said, "You shall surely die." Satan threw the serpent and said, "You will not surely die." If you take away the knot, it's everything God said. Just one word. Now the prophet says this. We are not going back with one other word misused. Amen. Forget about it. This one is no. This is God speaking to us. How many have heard it from God's prophet's lips?
Amen.
It's no.
It's not to scare our friends.
That's the God we are following. Moses will tell you, even Moses, and he couldn't make it. Because he could not follow everything he said.
If we said the man,
how many are looking forward to going in the rapture? Oh, many. Then remember, we are not going back with one other word misused. It's got to be exactly with the word of God for your day.
If you say, "Yes, said the old breast was empty," you know, sap a pepper now you know.
Nobody's interpretation.
And yet, only Pebbia and Chassia.
God has vindicated his voice.
Now go upon and know what the one dance.
So, just what the word says, leave it.
It is said, "Yes, I'm not canon, no pepper, and a fabobra."
Oh, brother, God bless you. A brother sent me something and said, "This is that saved the Lord." There's a place where God's prophet turned around and he said that, "Hey, if this is how valuable God's word means to him, they had the shortest message. What about us? Look at the words we have." Then he turned around to say, "Can a man really obey everything for this day?" He answers to himself and say, "Absolutely."
Amen.
A true wife of Christ can obey everything.
Amen. If you are not, be with us. Hey. Now, say, "Assemble a couple, and a canino, depends me in sooner, they how we wing in our bar. May I embrace you here? Assemble in some baby, and any other day, and some you know. Bacon Paul, how many, and any idea of a baby, a man, and depends me, this woman, I ye. That's what you for you, and say, "Oh, and how home. That's so, Yaku Paul, now you're from it, yes, I get ye, Biara. I'm from the assembly of the war, obeying this so. Pepe.
He sends an anointing upon his children for the day. They've always been part of him. So they are part of the word. And they are here to live it. They are very rough.
You don't need to pat them. You don't need to baby them. You don't need to perfume them. They are very ragged. They are here to take a stand for God's word for their day. So don't you pity Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Don't pity them. Even that time there was an anointing, they could endure. They say, "Ah, God can do it. Even if he doesn't do it, we are not going to bow down."
Amen.
I like your message, but a sister said yes. A brother was proposing to a sister who was in the message. He said, as for high heel, I can go low. Long skirt, well, I can endure. He said, don't want lipstick and those things. Well, I can endure. As for the head, dear. That one, dear. Intimate. There are people. God has given them a spirit. It's part of them. It's not themselves. He that is in them. Oh, we thank God.
Amen.
Now, many people will get up and say, God's word, no, it means this. Now, people are even trying to even interpret the message. The prophet, no. The prophet said, no. God brings his own servant and he say, this is what it means.
Amen.
Stay with it if you are part of God.
Amen.
These seven thunders, if you go online, listen to how people, what they have been saying. They will say something and conclude something, and you wonder, is it the prophet who said it? Following. But everything is in a message.
Amen.
Everything.
Yes, sir. I pronounce we.
So John 12:48 is something popular we all know, where Jesus himself said, the word I have spoken, the same shall judge you in the last day. So we know God is going to judge the world by his word.
You
know that word is nothing but Christ. How many believe that?
Amen.
The Bible says, so in the beginning was the word was God, the word, and we know the word became flesh, and that was Christ standing
there.
So God is going to judge the world by his word, by Christ. If we are to judge the world by any church or the others, then you are in vain. So we have to be very thankful that it's not by any church, but by his word. But if God is going to judge us by his word, and he said, just God in it, he is. And we know that in every age, he has his word for that age. Then we can conclude, what is he going to use to judge humanity? Will he judge us by not going into the ark of Noah?
No, sir.
But is that God's word? Is it God's word?
Yes, sir.
Yes. It was God's word for an age.
And so,
Therefore, if God's going to judge, he will judge every generation by his message for that generation. Who was the first to bring about water baptism? Was it not John the Baptist? Did John baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? But was it wrong for those who went to John at that time to baptize the way he baptized? No. But when Christ came in Acts 19, Paul said that baptism worked up to a time.
Amen.
Christ has now come. Mm. You have to be baptized now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. It's no. Oh, Johannes Boni, and they say in so much we are saying, and you don't do Amoko, Johannes Boni, Chain, Amobo, Omobo, Obo, Mosuno, Yabaka, so many no more from my Iran.
No,
that be all time. That was God's way.
Abrano, dear, no, Yakopo, and Jitumus Abrano, and Yapa, and Yanua, and Sumbo,
and why we,
that's on no next day, no, Christa Yesu Abba. And what say the Afedia, Paulo, and as Chef Wingin Abemon said, Johannes Subonino, or Nuna Subono, baby, and I walk on them, or Christo Wet Lady and answer the air. Okay, yes, I suponadia, I am from Swap, a brace was seminal, or said no in our digima.
And the book of Revelation, actually, that's the third time God warned humanity not to tamper with his word. Don't take one, don't add one.
Amen. This is a woman who a honor cocoa that tosses me a son. Oh, catch any passe. A semi a demo and for being cahon, then you've been free.
So the prophet say, you see, it's not about saying that I believe this portion, but as for this portion, it looks like no, you've got to believe all the way.
Amen. The devil say, a me one punk, say, ah, a seminar, fair way, dear medium, GD. Then so, hey, dear. W.
If you haven't got faith to stand up to a portion of God's word, but somebody has, don't be a stumbling block.
Amen.
Oftentimes, that's the problem. So is that how you are going to? If you can't do it, keep quiet.
Amen. And he said, oh dear, Yankopon, you are don't want me for a seven Fabi more bra, no beat me at the bobra, and question to the Amasani panel. Emma Mono, Sir Yankopon, say, oh, you are dumb. Ebi awu bebi awu timi duro ano nemo kwesi nti dia ma ofufuna ono timi bo sa asem ni mu bra no.
As for this one God gave us last week,
we ngako po de mai na wo kwetwe mu no,
that Jesus died for humanity, but actually he died for the bride.
And say Jesus Christ owu ma nipa nanso a nge nipa nyina owu ma na yefro.
Yes, he has a bride
or na yefro,
Mrs. Jesus.
There's
a portion the prophet calls as Mrs. Jesus.
Yes,
and the bride forms the body.
And
actually, it's the word church that he died for.
And what
kind of word? The church that believes the word of God for the
age. So those going
in the rapture are those who took God's word for
their age. And
we know about how Paul spoke about being jealous with godly jealousy.
Paul, I can say,
because he was there to espouse us to one husband. He was talking about the believers of his day. And we know about going beyond the curtain of time, how the prophet had this vision. All of us in the message, we know about this.
In Bretam, no, actually, in some Kayano, Udifu, Inyan, and this Waduna, but Shere Emuno.
He desired to see the Lord Jesus Christ.
So, your person, Kobo, yes, Christo, bro.
So, no, Jesus was in a different dimension.
And so, man, when we yam catcher and say, yes, we only have a war to be a full.
And that he was going to come to him.
Now, over back and in chain.
And then you will be judged by the message that he preached.
Now, fear, as someone or Pemukain, and no begging us all about nothing.
And then the people will be judged by the message that he also preached
to them. And then
the prophet said, oh, okay. And they said, you will present us to Christ as a chaste virgin. It means each of the seven church age messengers. That's their job. God sent them down here to come and look for a bride for him for that age.
Amen.
And they are the ones going to espouse them and present them to Christ as a chaste virgin.
Amen.
And will be judged by the word that you preach to them.
And
that's why this is God's judgment seat already. We are here to be judged. And so we will not be judged the second time.
Amen.
If God comes and he tells you about his mind, about something that you are doing, and you just line up to it, you won't come again to judgment. But we together with him will not come and judge.
Amen.
How many know about that?
Amen.
We are going to judge the people. Now that we know we'll be judged by the word God's prophet preached to us, everything you are doing, you'll be careful. Don't take my word. I'm not the one going to judge you. The one who's going to judge you has told you the template. You'll be judged by what? The message that God's prophet preached to you.
Amen.
You better do what the prophet said.
Yes, sir. It says here who said.
And this where he said, okay, actually preach what Paul preached, because he asked if Paul was to be judged. He said, absolutely. God doesn't change.
Amen.
So right from the beginning, they said, I preach to you what Paul preached. If he and his people will go in, then we are sure what's going.
Amen. Odifo busanu anim say ah. Na Paul onso ono so obu na ten ose. Eh ono so no obegina na semwa ne breso asem so na obu na ten. Na o ka say. Say Paul ene ne breso fo. So omutimi nya nkwade a. Yakopon yom dia na ene yem so dia Paul kan no. Sa na me kan ye. Sa pepe penso na me kan na ene Paul nya kwan dia o nya nkwade a na ene yem so ne me breso fo no. Yen so sa na Yakopon begi atum.
And the millions of voices scream out, you are resting on that. So they are keeping an eye on Paul and his people. As soon as they go in, they know it's banker.
Amen.
So we also make it.
Amen. It's any to ya, any to talk home.
Then we heard about God being the great sculptor. Now the prophet prayed and said, take your word and mold it into the hearts. Of course, he can do this only in the hearts of his children. So that we become his masterpieces. Then this last day we can be qualified to be addressed as the word church, the bride of Christ. And just as the first Adam was flesh and blood, and Adam Eve was taken from his rib. The second Adam is the anointed word.
Adam
That is spirit.
Yeah.
And therefore, the wife, the bride, the word church has to be part of the husband. And then we know what kind of word. It has to be part of God's word for the day. And the word that he's even using to mold his wife these days is not God's word that was even fulfilled when Christ was here, even in flesh.
Asemwa,
and But the wife has to be part of the word of this day.
It's
God himself who promised we will have this word. And now we heard from the prophet. He sent this word forth for a purpose.
It's
to mold his wife. And then make her. So if you are part of Christ's wife, and you better be careful. And he said, I hope you see it. So that's the reason he identified himself with his prophet. Then he said, what you hear from me is not from me, it's from him. We have to be the word bright. Everything about us has to be part of our husband. They don't take anything new. There are so many things flying around. And there will even be more to come. In 1965, he said this. Now, so many new things are coming up in the name of the message. Substituting this year, meaning whatever I said, there will be more, but don't you take any new thing.
Amen.
Because the Lord your God has declared to you what is truth.
Amen.
So this new thing that you have, where is the evidence that God is behind it? Ask for this, God has confirmed he was behind it. Is it true?
Amen.
Yeah, this is a vindicated message. So what you have which is new is questionable. But God wouldn't add to his word. What he gave us is enough. Is it true?
Amen.
It's enough to take us up to glory. Is it true?
Amen.
Oh yes, it's true.
Amen.
Say, so let every man's word be a lie. God is seeking those who worship him both in spirit and in truth. We have the truth. We need the spirit to be able to live it.
Amen.
So he being the sower, this evening time he has already come to sow the evening seeds. His word is like a seed. If only it will be sown in the right ground and the right condition, definitely it will blossom. So that was the reason why he performed all these miracles, so that we will know that he is actually signing behind the words that we've heard from his prophet. It wasn't just to show up, he's a miracle working. He is a miracle working God. The prophet said he doesn't take any pleasure just in that. He doesn't do that one to entertain us. That's what he is.
Amen.
But he does that to draw the attention of his children behind the voice after the sign.
Amen.
Well, we heard about this and we know about this. The God that has called us, he's a jealous God. He wants his wife to be pure. So this message is pure.
Amen.
He doesn't want anything of the world in the wife.
Look at how
quiet the room is. God's children, are they in this room?
Your
husband says, I don't want anything of the world in you, and you are sitting down quiet. You say, so be it for me, Lord.
Amen.
Hey, mama preaching here. He wants all together his word. So we must be part of the word. We know the word, the revealed word of our day. Don't just be part of a church. Be part of the word church. But not just part of a church. You can be part of a church, but not part of the word church. It's the word church that forms its bride. Are you one of these members? Oh, he prayed and said, we are here to be light bearers.
At
the evening time there shall be light. The evening light has come. The prophets have already spoken about this last age, that there will be gross darkness everywhere. So the shalom message, the prophet says, that is why to you I say shalom, because you have been blessed.
Amen.
Unto you there has been an evening light.
Amen.
When all humanity are groaning in darkness, you have the evening light. So I say shalom to you.
Amen. Therefore, Becca said, oh, asum gwen kamu ayene shalom ya. Yeti ya oche is akwa yini sunen se. We are singing na yasum kebi nipe wanku kede. Nesu ye diye. Ye wasum gwe ene se. And you reboy mu hayeno. Ye ye ena atoye so.
If you listen on them and then you hear these people who have names, they can talk and you won't hear anything. And yet we have so many people that say, ah, that's nothing. I won't call any name. Mm. Oh, man. We are blessed.
Amen. Yet the young upon why I don't wish I am. It's a wood yet.
Nothing about salvation, nothing. God has allotted his word to this age. And we are here to ask God for an anointing to be able to fulfill this message.
Why are hanging on? See, yes, ring and go upon, say, oh, yeah, don't know my young sra. It be to me the assembly at one among.
Now I'm just going forward because we've cut things short because of the meetings. We'll be closing exactly at
11:30.
And the prophet had the privilege of having a preview of how God's bride is going to look like. He said he saw the women passing by. Now, there were two of them.
The
first one he saw, oh, they were doing all kind of rocks and roll things here, that they had short hair. And they had all this face painted green, all these colors. And then they passed by, supposed to be virgins to Christ. When he saw that, he said he turned his head. Ah, he couldn't just stand it. Because it was very disgracing to see people in that state. He said, I turned my head and he was weeping. Why was he weeping?
In
the presence of God,
he said,
Lord, is that all that I could get for you?
So is that
the product of all my labor here on earth for
you? Is that
the reason why you went to Calvary to get these people? So God, I can't look at it. Lord, let me die from your presence. Just then, he heard another something coming. Something like onward Christian soldiers, that template.
I said onward Christian soldiers. You might have two. I feel no energy.
Now he looked, and here come the sainted bunch of little girls.
I feel you know who said,
all correctly dressed.
I have
a call from the prophet. A minister told the prophet, as for me in my church, I don't talk about this clothing and this. What has Christianity got to do with dressing? Say, hey, if you don't preach about dressing, you are not preaching the gospel.
Amen.
I'm quoting directly from God's prophet.
So for my home, I can oh, me myself for
I don't waste my time on this.
Instead, I just was a man who sees an entire city. Oh, I don't need any Christian somewhere. I will check up. Any check up, I don't even say, hey, anyone can send Papa Biao.
If you don't preach about clothing,
I won't cast him far. Who sees an entire
city? You are not preaching the gospel.
And then I send panel.
He said they were all correctly dressed. It means you can dress and yet you have been dressed wrongly.
It's you know, anyone who sees a Biao, anyone who sees a.
How many brothers know about that? How many sisters are witnesses? Oh, yes. But they were correctly dressed. Do you know what dressing is correct in the sight of our husband, or we don't know? Brothers, do we know or we don't know?
We do.
Sister, do we know or we don't know? Had a money what form, sir? He doesn't want anything of the world in his wife.
Oh no, dear. Na yere on pese obu hu wiase bibia wa na yere hu.
Their hair hanging way down on their back.
Afi ohu mai omunwia. Esense omu awe mo wo mo echikura.
That doesn't mean if you are black you have that hair.
And also,
I've told you he's a God of variety. The way he made African hair and the way he made the white hair, they are different. We've gone through this thing at a point when we were down. About alpha helix and the protofiber and everything. And we explained that one hair strand, one hair. When you go and you have your dry line, look at the way your dry line is. God is complex. One hair. There are very fine, tiny, tiny things which we call alpha helix. He weaves three into one. And then he called microfiber. Three of them. And then he takes about 10 of that. And then we have macrofiber. And then he has hundreds of that. And that forms one protofiber. And then you have death cells and so many things. And then you have one hair. Just one hair. It's complex. You look at your dry line. You see it. You can unwind it, wind it. And there's one tiny bit. How many say it's true?
Yes,
that's the way your hair is. So that tiny bit filament is the alpha helix. And God weaves three into one. And that becomes microfiber. And then 10 of that also into one. And that's protofiber. And then he has hundreds of that. And he adds so many other things. And that is one.
Yes, sir.
So all these permanent things, what did they do? They try to unwind everything, and then you rearrange it in a different way, and then you have a permanent wave never to go back. That's what science, Satan behind that is doing. We've had all these teachings. Everything is in line with the message.
Amen. ye king na ni asem yi esa so pepepepe na said ya yeso fo a doctor fo eye nhwemu no ma hunu say yakopon ni san adwuma
ise
ye tie ni e ni say sane a anka homa ya sa so ne men no sa no de ye mfato ama ama ye trinwin say nwi ba akopɛ otwe a ene ma kika bom no enya agro yakopon wedi kan ya anema homa ne men sa wa wono mesa na fe no ba ba ye ba ko na fe no so aka bom be edu na fe no so ba ba ye ba ko ansa na wa kika ne ma bebre agbom na fa benya enwi tie ba akopɛ enti say wo ko na wo twi nwi na Yeni said, then Yakopa won the Messan Wakabu na I do, not feeling in Ababa in me Bacono, and on our son is an unknown, I would any and into a senna, and to me, questioning Yakopoya and the Bio. Wasano, son, I am so yea,
and that is perverted hair.
Another kind of
it's not part of you, so in the message. We've had these teachings, we are blessed.
Eddie, Yakopoya, don't. Yes, yeah, when you know, brand new was here.
So saying that their hair was hanging way down their back, not about us.
You know, okay, say now, Omuni, essence, oh, my kino, and again, yeah, dear, no, Uncle Paul, or no, dear, or down soon.
They were clean. They were clean.
They were
and they were marching to the step of the gospel.
I feel, dear, a seminal animal, and no mood to do.
You know what kind of gospel?
Name as Empakura, I can was.
What kind of gospel? What kind of gospel? She says she was awake. Exactly. So when we see this thing, it's not for fun. Everything just dovetailing. It's not only about dressing. It's just something, just a picture. But everything about be everything. That's what God's word has for us.
The Lord be merciful to us.
They look like one from every nation.
I feel no who am I say Obia if you free am I my own so for and I'll buy a big DSC on my carbon.
So the Ghanaian that she saw, claim it for yourself.
See, Ghana Nino who no Jema.
If you won't claim it, I will claim it.
Now you might want me Jema me home.
If there were some nations where there was none, then we need to find out. If one of those that didn't have representation was Ghana, then we should forget about it.
Mm.
But I say one from every nation. It means there were some Ghanaians that he saw.
It's your seat,
oh. I am claiming it for myself.
Amen.
I don't know about you. How many are claiming it?
Amen.
Hey, any are you competition?
See, nipa don't know who you know. Nice or my beam nipa. And you say, idea Ghana 40 or my Ghana di well hunipa bia dia and then you send you to muda. Then so my bia I wanna musini a womu.
But then he said he noticed that at the tail end, about two or three of them, they were getting out of line. There's a place where he said they were watching what the other churches were doing. And then instead of them keeping to the straight line, you can't go looking back and you'll be in a straight line. So they were getting out of line. And what happened? He screamed in a vision, what? Stay in line.
Amen. Ha, do di pose ohun se. Abra omo nyina di santene mu kwen no. Eto ho no. Ndi pa ba mienu miensa bi de. Omo ofri santene ne mu. Ba bi o kai se, de na mo ofri santene mu se, no mani e hwe. Tenten so. Omo twa mani e hwe de afoforo e ye no. The one no di need kesi etie mu se, mu ni santene ne mu.
He said when the vision left him, he was still in his room screaming.
Oh, that's all we need.
When he came back to himself in the vision. So if you are there sleeping with him in the room, you see, hear him saying, stay in life, stay in life. Hey, what has happened? He came out from a vision.
Free. That's where it is.
But glory be to God.
So,
he said, those who went offline, he saw them arranging themselves and they came to line up. So if you are not in line, please, better rearrange yourself. We want to leave this world. And let's all do what? Stay in line.
Amen. When you are to talk about oh, man, before the team will say, count this Anthony anymore.
Then she asked these questions.
I feel be saying me.
He said, I wonder, is it already past?
Or say, Has he
already called his bride?
Of course,
when John saw the bride, he said the bride was ready.
He says,
is that what we are going through today? His bride has to be molded. And it has to be made into the image of the husband, Christ.
And
as we heard the last time through our prophet, Rapaka, all that it takes, the materials, to mold his wife. Do we have it or we are looking forward to having it?
We have it.
Oh, we have it. God bless you.
Amen.
We already have the materials.
Yeah.
What it takes to mold his wife, we have it already.
Amen.
So if you are part of the world church, we know that you have to be molded. And
Amen.
We come here for the materials he's using to mold his bride.
Amen.
There is only one thing that God permits that you can add to the materials to mold his wife. Only one thing that he allows. There is only one thing that God permits. As for that one, he allows you to add to the materials he has already provided. There is only one thing. How many things? Nothing. Not one thing can be added. You better be very careful. Now what will happen? If you dare add one thing to the materials, and the materials is nothing but a message of the day, then it's going to be a woman that has probably one arm like a man, but then the other one like a dog. Let's take even naturally, brothers, how many of you will be happy to marry a wife? One hand is human like you, but then the other one, I've heard behind me. One is like a dog with claws and everything. How many will want a wife like that? Will go down your knees and pray to God, Lord, I want a wife like that.
No.
Now say you cry and say, oh Debbie. Will God allow that?
Oh sir.
Oh Debbie. Oh Debbie. God bless you, brother. Oh, Debbie.
Amen.
Not one thing. It's got to be exactly the word of the Lord for the day. Just as he took Eve from the husband. That's the way it is. Eve was taken from Adam's side, the rib. And so is the bride of the second Adam. He can't take her from the denominations. Why the denomination, they add and they take away. But then he's taking his right from the bosom of God's word for this day.
Where
is he taking his bride from? The bosom of the word of God for this day. Amos tells her, can two walk together except they agree? Is it true? The word molds God's character to us. The word, it molds God's character to us. And anything that you try to mix with that character will break the mold.
Now the fufuro bi ari ba be fra sa asemina odi anwuno yimu no. Say anwudi ne nyina.
And that's the reason why he doesn't permit even one thing that you can add to the material.
Tina o ma kwan say, yeah odi sisi na ifro de on fa di ba kumpo e ma me fra mu.
Anything not certified by God's spirit to be part of the material that he has given us. One thing, I'm quoting the prophet, don't bring my name anywhere. It will break the mold.
Amen. And ti ado krubia nyangupo onsen ase ya ma okwan se emfan fra anwuni e ma ode nwino na die no wo de be fra pe wase nyangupo dwumade ne nyina.
What happens if you add one material to what we have already to mold God's wife? What will happen, sisters here? Oh, Montia, my wee time, my son. It will break the mold. What can I say, tree? Anioniano.
Sera.
Ibebu. Asano. Ebayani den. Sister Sawano. What the bako cracker? Nyamu or Diamaya no one. Ayashiana Yashi. Ayashi. She ayanisen.
Say Anionia.
Oh, Yanian Kabaran. God bless everyone that said it.
Amen.
It will break the mold.
You
can't mess with what someone has. A creed. No, with a word.
You can't
mess the word with a word. No. Jesus cautioned that we can't serve two together. Your character, if you are part of this world church, your character can't mess with the character of the world.
Amen.
Your materials are different.
Yes, sir.
So do we care about what they say about us? We don't care about that. We are not like them.
Yes, sir.
We are different.
Amen.
We have what it takes to mold his wife.
Amen.
They are not part of it.
And
now I'm closing on this one. Jesus is looking for the character of the wife.
Yes, Christo.
And he's choosing a wife to reflect his character.
Yes, Christo.
He said, this is what the modern churches of today, they have missed this program of God million miles. Today, as we meet, they have also met. They're also claiming that they belong to the wife of Christ.
I see you. Sorry, I would also almost wear Sia, almost Cassa, almost a crystal. I am Fronibia.
But they don't know that he's looking for a bride to reflect his character.
And so many will say, Christo, I froy, and I froy, or bet down, no Christo, is by Eddie.
It's got to be the same flesh, same bone, same spirit, everything that Adam said about Eve.
Yes, sir, I am Hunam Cro, Mocha Cro, Dumpe Cro, ah, said, yeah, Eve, a can.
Until the church become that way, we can't say we are one. And now, what is the character of the Lord Jesus Christ? He wants his wife to reflect his character. And what is his character? The character of him is what? The word for this age.
Amen.
That's the character of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Christo.
The message is his character. He wants a wife to reflect that character. Two can only walk together except they agree. This is the character of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Christo.
And this is the wife that he is molding. When to reflect his character. The bride must be molded. We thank God for Malachi 4.
Yes, oh, Malachi 29.
Not one thing can be added to the materials. It will break the mold. He wants his wife to be of the same character he has. And this is the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word for this age. That's his character. So we have to be of the same character. Then we are one. Then the body can join to the head, and together we'll go up. Anything, you say even one thing cannot be mixed with the mold. It will break it. Don't let me say anything about anything. Anybody just allow me. There's a place that person says anything contrary to this word is your enemy. You are doing anything contrary to God's character. And any voice is just promoting you, sister Anyawe, bad Anyawe. Prophet say, that is your enemy. That is AFA.
Amen.
Anyawe is saying, everybody is going to break the mold. But some free me. So if you call that person Satan, it's scriptural.
That's true. So be as so. But what would you say? And I'm going to tell you, and then you're going to point somebody, I'm going to tell you, no, be that so. I'm going to say, sign it, pan it, or time for. The free me so.
Yeah, bomb pie. Opposite riding home mobile.
Now,
be back or cry and friend the materials. I'm a friend of my mold in breaking up and messia. I'm a bomb pie pigeons. I mean it. Messy man in your mass. And your mass, I said. And your dodo. He's not interested in dodo. He wants building blocks. Now we know the reason he sent this message. Pigeons are straight ready. I'm not a bomb pie. Mean it. Bibi Pia and free the materials inside riding home mobile.
Your original word. Is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is unveiled. The original life, the original sin. Oh, the original life, the original sin. Oh, the original word. Amen.